Jim.
Well, hello, Bill.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. It's time again for another Hopscotch World.
I think so. Today is a special day for us.
It is. It's the first beer that we're going to sample for the podcast. Now, I did go over to what used to be called Custom Brew Crafters in Hanoi Falls.
Kind of the beauty of Custom Brew Crafters, at least in our area, is that you can get a lot of their work in local establishments.
Right.
And they'll bottle up. They'll throw a few growlers into some of the coolers in our grocery stores.
I was there a few weeks ago where they released their annual Wee Heavy beer, which is a Scotch ale, and brought it over here with the intention to do the podcast. And what did we do? We didn't get around to the podcast, but we drank the beer.
Well, I think we put our priorities right. We
drank the beer.
And it was very good.
It was very
good. It's a tasty beer, but it's been a long time since I had the Wee Heavy, so it's probably been two or more years.
It's been more than that for me, yeah.
So, you know, I've grown fond of the Scotch ales, not just the CB Scotch ales, but a lot of we are fortunate to be in a very microbrewery rich area.
Yeah, we're very close to another one on Buffalo Road there, the Rohrbach.
That Rohrbach Scotch ale is like candy. It's got that Lay's potato chip effect. You can't eat just one.
I have to agree with you. And I don't mean to be sacrilegious, because the Wee Heavy, they only make so much of it and only once a year. In fact, they made 20 barrels of it this year. But I kind of like that Rohrbach a little better. But when they did the release at Custom Brew Crafters, they had a whole ceremony to go along with it.
Well, that's awful. That's just one more bagpipe concert in between people and their beer.
Yes, I had to wait for this.
I see.
Okay, that's enough.
Right. But I
had to wait for the end of the
ceremony. It's nice, though. It's a classy place.
The Wee Heavy, as I said before, they made 20 barrels. They split that production run in half. They released 10 of them that weekend. And the other 10 barrels, they aged in oak barrels. So I really was looking forward to the oak-aged version.
They've done different things like this in the past.
They have.
But I think this is the first time they've done the oak barrel.
Right. They did one with a Jack Daniel's cask, so that was unbelievable. So we drank the original version a couple of weeks ago, but this past week I picked up the oak aged, so that's what we're going to sample today. This will be our first beer to sample, and we have the special imported from Germany growler, the brown glass with the pewter handle and the ceramic top.
To me, a bottle or a can is not the way to consume a beer. To me, a draft beer is beer the way it was intended. It's clean, it's beer, there's no preservatives, it's not bottled and put on a shelf for later.
Right.
And, you know, you can't take a draft beer in your pocket home with you. So God invented the growler.
Well, here's your theology lesson for the day.
It is. So the growler was put upon this earth. But what you've got to do when you drink a growler of beer is you have to decide that you're drinking a growler of beer. You can't open a growler and save the rest for later.
What little carbonation there is in these craft beers to begin with dissipates very quickly after you've opened the growler.
Absolutely.
This growler, though, our special German-made growler,
indeed,
with the ceramic lid and the wire thing that holds it down, it does a much better job at preserving it, but it won't last.
You can't last a week or two. I mean, once you open that growler, that beer is to be consumed in that sitting. I suggest, if you're going to have beer, one, pick the right beer. There's many different reasons to drink a beer, but for the most part, one should always drink a beer in the right company. Mm. Beer is not a solitary drink. Beer is meant to be enjoyed with friends. Two, make sure you are ready for your beer. When you got here today, what did we do? We put a couple of glasses in the freezer, got them good and chilled, actually ate dinner and waited out until we had time to actually sit and properly enjoy our beer.
Right.
And three, when you get that growler, always open it with the intention of seeing it through to the end. That's my pure philosophy on beer drinking. Don't drink beers that you pull out of your pocket.
Amen, brother.
Thank you, Jim. I will pop
the
top.
Growler.
We got a good fill on this one.
Yes, they don't skimp.
They do not skimp. Well, let's see how well I can pour here.
You want me to hold the glass? Well, that'll put a head on it.
No,
that's not bad at all.
Not too bad.
Perfect.
Oh, there you go. Let me snap that cap back on here. Well, there you go. Nice, good pour. I like that. I got, you know, maybe about a quarter inch topping.
Yep.
Nice little amber covered top to it. It's not a amber beer, but it's got a nice little golden brownish sort of look to the top of it. It's nice.
What I've always liked about CB was, particularly their amber beers, they always had kind of a sweet finish to it, and I've always enjoyed that. That's been my favorite part of Customer Crafters.
Shall we?
Sure. Bottoms up.
Indeed.
I like this better than the non-oak-aged version. This kind of mellowed it out a little bit.
It's much smoother. I mean, there's no bitterness to this beer at all.
No, and it has that sweet finish, too, right on the back of your tongue.
It's got, you know, a lot of Scotch ales will have a very hoppy sort of bite at first, which then finishes off sweet. But this, there's just that hint of hoppiness. And then it's got a nice, very smooth, very sweet finish. Oh, this is...
It's almost got a coffee kind of a flavor to it as well.
Yeah, I was going to liken it to a nice cold glass of milk. Very smooth.
That's an interesting, yeah.
Kind of sweet, kind of silky, you know, not a syrupy taste or anything like that. But
some of the Scotch ales can be very scotchy. Is that what I'm trying to say? There's kind of a, a bitterness. There's a
super balance. And this is fabulous. The people at Custom Brew Crafters have always done a great job. And they have something for everybody.
Yeah,
they got some real heavy porters and some super hoppy beers if you're inclined to drink a hoppy beer.
Right.
But they also have a wonderful variety of fruited beers or the Scotch ales. The seasonal beers are amazing. It's a rare treat, you know, that you come across a place that hits it right every time.
Yeah, absolutely. We discovered this shortly after we first met. In those days, you didn't really care much for beer.
I did not. I did not enjoy drinking beer.
No, it was evidenced by your choice of brew.
Yes, I chose the beer that tasted most like water. We had good times. I did not have good beer.
Well, I didn't either.
Right.
I thought I did until we really got turned on to the Custom Brew Crafter brews. And some of the earliest ones that you really took a liking to, didn't you like that? Was it like a blueberry something? Blueberry wheat or something?
It was a blueberry, yeah. I drank a lot of the fruity beers and a lot of the IPAs.
Yeah, you got into some stouts, I believe, dude. Like some of the coffee.
The coffee stouts. They had one, I forgot what it was called, but they don't make that one anymore.
But we haven't seen that in a while, but you had a great name for it.
It was the breakfast beer.
That's right.
It was fabulous because I'm a big coffee drinker.
Yes, you are.
And this beer was...
And I even enjoyed it, too. I'm not much of a stout drinker, and I thought it had a great flavor to it. Now, here we are. It's Christmas time. We're in the early part of December as we record this. They just came out with the oak-aged, wee heavy.
To me, I don't think they can brew a much better beer than this
one. I have to agree with you.
And they brew a lot of good beers, and we will be sampling other Brewcrafter beers.
Well, we already have the next one lined up, and what I was getting at when I mentioned that here, it is Christmas time, and... another one that just came out for the season is another coffee-styled one. It came out Friday. And I'm kicking myself now for not picking up a third growler. Some kind of vanilla coffee stout.
You can't necessarily say three growlers is too many.
Remember when we drank the first one, the non-oak-aged?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I've forgotten how heavy this is. And if you reminded me, it's wee heavy.
You know, it's actually very heavy. They call it wee heavy, but it's a heavy beer.
However, this one is so much smoother that it's so much easier to drink this one, this version. I personally recommend this head and shoulders above the original
beer. Well, I want to say one thing, though. We didn't necessarily think this out perfectly tonight.
How so?
Well, we filled our blue Pilsner glasses with this beer.
Yeah, we can't really see the color.
We can't tell you what it looks like, but we can tell you what it tastes like.
Yeah, well, I can tell you the color because
it's a dark.
It's almost a chocolate brown. It's a deep, rich brown color.
Yeah, it's chewy.
You can almost taste that chocolate, almost caramel. You said like milk. I say more like a chocolate milk.
Right,
that kind of silkiness.
Right, it's got a very deep consistency. You will not be able to see through a glass of this beer.
No, not at all.
It's not sweet in the sense that you know, like feel like you're drinking syrupy soda or anything.
No, it's
like
not
that.
Sugary sweet, but
it's got a very subtle sweet, lovely long finish.
Yeah.
And That's the thing.
Normally, which reminds us of our favorite scotches.
That's true, too.
Does it not?
Well, I think that's part of the finish of a scotch ale is longer. Some beers have the beer aftertaste. Mm-hmm. Some scotch ales are like that. Yeah. This is nothing like that.
The Rohrbach version can be like that. I like it.
The Rohrbach version, a very sweet, nice beer. It's a perfect match for a burger and fries, mm-hmm. which I would notch this one ahead of the Rohrbach Scotch Ale.
This one, yes.
But the traditional wee heavy, I would not.
No.
That little couple of weeks of oak aging makes all the difference in the
world. That's all it was. Great with a steak.
Yes. Great with a great steak. This isn't a burger beer.
It could be, but it's so much better with a nice cut of meat.
Right. This would be a nice,
prime rib, maybe.
Right. Exactly. You get a nice, juicy, well-charred filet or something like that. That's what... you're right. This would be a perfect match for... we were at Black and Blue.
Mm. Talk about steak.
I had a fabulous steak out there. And, you know, they have that lovely charred steak. You cut into the middle of it and the juice explodes. And that's what this beer would be a perfect pairing for.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know what else we can really say about this one, except if you can still get it.
Get it.
Get it.
I love this beer. This is a fabulous beer. I think you and I need to re-up because my glass is just about to the bottom. And everybody, I hope you have your own version of a winter ale because once it's gone, it's gone.
It's gone.
Again, I'm willing to say that we won't see this oak aged again.
We might not.
You know, but you know what?
We never saw that Jack Daniels.
No, we never saw
ever
that.
Again.
And but we saw other, though. That was another one of these type of beers.
That's what it was. It was a wee heavy aged in the Jack.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Jim, as always.
Bottoms up.
Indeed.
That's it for this edition of Hopscotch. I hope you enjoyed it. The wee heavy oak aged version. We strongly recommend it.
And until next time, I'm Bill.
And I'm Jim.
Thank you for listening.